The night was anything but peaceful. Now, I've never had a baby, personally, but I was there three times when my wife had one. And none of them, even though they're all wonderful, none of them are what I would call a peaceful experience for her. I mean, giving birth is amazing and wonderful, and I don't always like it when the women are always screaming on the TV or on movies, because that's not what I experienced with her, but I don't think it's what you would call peaceful. Can I get an amen, ladies, right?
Amen.
well, on that oh-so-holy night that we're remembering tonight, don't forget that Mary had to give birth. Okay? I mean, before all this other stuff, and before we could sing these praises and talk about all the visitors, Mary had to give birth. And so, before the angels sang their hosannas, she was doing something pretty important, but not what I would call peaceful. Right? And then once Mary and Joseph wrapped up their little baby, after all of that hard work was done, and they were just, I mean, just getting him settled in, right? Watching him breathe, you know, watching him do those little cooing sounds that little babies make. Here come the neighbors, right into the cattle stall. The shepherds are here, honey. The shepherds. I mean, from what I understand about shepherds from this time, I haven't done the research myself, but from what I've heard in other sermons and read in books, they were outdoorsmen. By that, they probably never lived indoors. They were always outside with the sheep. They lived with their sheep 24/7, and they didn't really hang out with other people. They were loners. They were almost hermits, you'd say. I'm not saying that they were not nice people. It's just they weren't really around other people. They were with the sheep. And then in the middle of the night, as they were keeping watch alone, like normal, what's that? An angel. I mean, an angel, not just one angel, then a heavenly host. It's a multitude. There's lots of angels now. I mean, for a person that didn't really see many people, this was quite the exciting night. The angel said, "Do not be afraid." You got to say, "Yeah, right." Of course they were terrified. It says so. They were terrified. They said, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace to earth on earth to men on whom his favor rests." But again I say, what peace was there? Are you kidding me? This wasn't a peaceful night. And then it says that the shepherds hurried off, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger, and I'm sure they just crept in so quiet and solemnly. No. I mean, it says that they were talking. They were telling everybody, you know, talking back and forth about all that had happened that night and how the angels were there. I mean, they're just amazed. And then they found this baby in the cattle stall, and what they had been told about this child, that this was the Savior, that this, it was amazing. It was too much. Peaceful, not so much, though. Not so much. So what were the angels talking about when they said, "Peace on earth to men on whom God's favor rests"? What does it mean when we say that Jesus is the Prince of Peace? Because his birth wasn't that peaceful. Well, I'll tell you this. It does not mean that your life is going to get less hectic because the service is over. Just because you know the Prince of Peace doesn't mean, because you worship him on Christmas, that somehow your life is going to become less hectic. And just because you're a Christian doesn't mean that you aren't going to get stressed out. It doesn't mean that bad things aren't going to happen to you. It doesn't mean that storms in life aren't going to come over you. That's not what it means. When we talk about peace so often as if it means the absence of stress, or the ability to rest, right? Quiet or something. But God means much, much more by this word peace, by being the Prince of Peace, sending the Prince of Peace on earth. God himself was born to give us peace, to live among us in our hectic, stressful, very upsetting sometimes lives, our loud and crazy times, the times where we just scream because it's just too much to take. He's there during those times. He's born into our hearts so that we might be full of peace, knowing that we're not facing it alone. It doesn't mean that our minds aren't running a mile a minute. It means that we know that we're not alone in this fight. We've got someone on our side. So that our hearts might be at peace, knowing that God loves us no matter what we have done, no matter what life will throw at us. With or without Jesus in your life, you see, the stress and craziness will come. But when you believe that Jesus Christ is your Savior, was born for your salvation, well, now you have something more than just the craziness. You have a promise from God that nothing can snatch you out of his hands. You have a promise from God that nothing can separate you from his love. A promise that you have nothing to fear in the end from this world, because you are destined. You are destined for a heavenly home. Well, you will have rest finally from your labors and joy that will last eternally, no matter what this world gives you. That's the peace that he's talking about. Not just the ability to sleep at night, not just the absence of craziness, but in the craziness to know that it's not going to last forever. And in midst of the sadness and the stress, to know that God is with you. He is with you, and he loves you through it all. And while the shepherds were spreading the word, the text says that Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Even in the amid of all the hustle and bustle of a birth and angels and shepherds, see, she was given something more. Not just this baby, okay, but the Savior. A Savior who had come, and not just to save the world, but to save her from her sins. That even in the midst of this craziness, she had this peace, knowing that he had come not just as her baby, but for her. To give her peace with God that would last. Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day, but I pray that you take a moment tonight on your way home, and hopefully it will last through tomorrow and a while. I pray that you take a moment and realize not just what his birth means for the world, but what he means to you personally. I know you're stressed out. I mean, everybody is. We create our own drama, even if there is none. I know that you may be hurting, some of you, all of you perhaps in some way. I know that you all have crazy lives, but Jesus was born for you to give you the peace that God is always with you in the craziness, that you need not fear the power of sin or death over your life, but that you may be able to trust God to lead you in this life, to guide you, to care for you, to save you finally. And it just doesn't have to have a quiet and dark, have peace, to find peace. Jesus Christ gives you his peace to take with you from this place into your daily life. I mean, you'll feel peaceful, hopefully, by the end of the service. Right? You'll feel peaceful. It's late. You're tired. But that isn't only the peace that God's talking about. He's talking about the fact that he's going to go with you from this place into your life. That if you hold on to him, even when it's loud and bright, he's still there. He says, "Follow me. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If you've been looking for peace tonight, the Prince of Peace has found you. And he gives himself completely to you as a free gift of grace.